online at signal107.co.uk, on FM and on your mobile or tablet. This is Signal 107 News.
With your latest news update, I'm Mitch Rushton. Jeremy Corbyn's described Labour's win in the Oldham West and Royton by-election as a vote of confidence in his party. Candidate Jim McMahon secured a majority of more than 10,000 over second place UKIP. Meanwhile, a number of backbench MPs who voted for airstrikes on Syria have been sent threats on social media. At least one of them has been told police will be on guard when they hold their constituency surgery later. Meanwhile, in a speech in Washington, former Prime Minister Tony Blair welcomed the RAF action and he warned Islamic State should not be underestimated.
The continued failure to recognise the scale of the challenge and to construct the means necessary to meet it will result in terrorist attacks potentially worse than those in Paris, producing a backlash which then stigmatises the majority of decent law-abiding Muslims.
Police in Wolverhampton are hunting three men who raided the homes of pensioners in Bilston, leaving them terrified. The burglaries happened on homes on St Chad's Road and Lunt Road between 6 and 7 on Wednesday night. Detectives have described the robberies as despicable. JD Wetherspoons apologised to its customers after revealing hackers may have stolen some of their data like names and email addresses. The pub chain also says some limited credit or debit card information was taken, but it doesn't think it could be used for fraudulent activity. In sports, Shrewsbury, TNS, Telford and Kidderminster Harriers are all in action this weekend. Telford and the Harriers are both trying to move off the bottom of their leagues. Meanwhile, Wolves are looking to take all 3 points as they visit Rotherham. They'll be without Mike Williamson, who's been recalled by Newcastle. Here's boss Kenny Jackets.
These things happen. We knew that, you know, he wasn't our player, he's a Newcastle player. I'm thankful to Steve McLaren to letting us have him, and you know, he made a good impression in the short spell here, and you know, we wish him all the best now for the future.
And he's used to saying I'm out on Dragon's Den, and now Duncan Bannatyne's been evicted from the I'm a Celebrity jungle. The businessman leaves the contest just 3 days before the final. He's put on a brave face, telling Anton Deck it feels good to be out. Online, Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars trilogy, has caused quite a stir in Hollywood, going out dressed as a stormtrooper. The pictures are at signal107.co.uk.